Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing, and this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 164. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Lifestyle creep. Nope, it's not a new name for some type of a stalker. What it actually is lifestyle creep refers to the phenomenon where discretionary consumption increases on non-essential items as the standard of living improves. Although, by the way, your standard of living doesn't necessarily have to improve to experience lifestyle creep. With lifestyle creep, luxury goods and discretionary spending become perceived as a right to have or even a need and not a choice, as a necessity versus a want. Right, so in other words, lifestyle creep. Over a long period of time, it becomes more expensive to live your life despite your level of earning. So it becomes more expensive over the period of your life, over the timeline of your life, for you to actually live. High earners, by the way, are particularly susceptible to lifestyle creep. This is why there are so many poor, rich people. And I know when I say that, I know that your heart won't bleed for an impoverished millionaire, but it does go to show that if there are people who can experience lifestyle creep at that higher earning level, then you can too. It affects absolutely everybody, no matter what your economic bracket is. One of the worst lifestyle creep and one of the most obvious ones are Visa cards, because they're probably the quickest form of lifestyle creep that builds up very fast without you realizing it until you're in a world of trouble. So it's probably called lifestyle creep because it's damage over time that isn't visible on a daily basis. I think the name came from like soil creep and tidal erosion, which happen. You mightn't actually notice it on a daily basis, but if you check it every few years, then the damage is obvious. And it's the same with the lifestyle creep that we're talking about. It isn't just your finances, by the way. So I know when people talk about lifestyle creep, they're talking a lot of the time about, you know, their money and their expenses increasing over time, whether income is increasing or not. But lifestyle creep can also affect what I call the holy trinity. So over time, you could train less and decrease your intensity of training over time. So that's one way that it could affect your life. You could be sleeping less. And by staying up later, you could be watching more TV in the evening. That's another way of sleeping less over periods of time, long periods of time. You could be consuming more calories. This could include, by the way, alcohol. It could include drugs over a period of time. And that can also include prescription, non-prescription. So painkillers, you could be, I know many athletes that their consumption of painkillers over a long period of time has definitely increased. The same with something like gambling. You might start off just occasionally gambling and then suddenly lifestyle creep and it becomes a regularity on a weekly or, you know, at worst, a daily basis. My example would be coffee. Throughout my 20s, I didn't drink any coffee. I've gone from zero to potentially I could have 3 coffees a day. So that on a weekly basis is approximately, we'll just round it up to 30 cups of coffee. Now if I was, so I've gone from zero to 30 cups of coffee. Now this is not every week. This is just an example of lifestyle creep. Now if I was going to Starbucks and I was paying €5, again, rounding it up, for a cup of coffee, that's €150 per week on a cup of coffee. And 3 cups of coffee on a daily basis. And it would be easy to justify my coffee consumption because I could be telling myself that I need it to drive my projects. Now, don't worry about me. I have it under control. That would just have been a bad week. It's something that I review on a regular basis and what you need to do with your life as well. So this is exactly what to do. Awareness is key. Catch yourself. Catch your lifestyle creep. Evaluate your lifestyle, especially over the long term. Discipline is needed. Now, I know you've just heard that discipline. You've just cringed. It's a very negative term. It's not. It's actually very positive. It's empowering. It's allowing you to take back control. Do you know what? You will actually feel happier. So when I say discipline, you should be excited. Shouldn't be a negative term. Print out your bank statement and have a review. You might not need to do this on a weekly or a monthly basis, but even on an annual basis. Anything that you feel isn't worth the sacrifice, get rid of it. Anything that you feel is worth the sacrifice, keep. Simple. It doesn't have to be really complicated or really hard. What is the sacrifice? The sacrifice is the sacrifice of opportunity cost. Opportunity cost being money spent today cannot be put to work and multiplied for the future. So anything that you're spending money on today that you feel isn't worth spending that money on, that you could have multiplied that money on something else in the future and had more of that money in the future, then, you know, cut it out of your life. There are lots of examples of generational lifestyle creep scattered all over this country in the form of large mansions that the owners need to open up to the visiting public in order to help pay with the bills. Maybe you know some of them, maybe you visited some of them yourself, but that's certainly an example of perceived wealth versus lifestyle creep. So imagine if you inflated your life for a second. Imagine you inflated your life so much so that you needed full-time staff to run your massive house, like a full-time cleaner, full-time gardener, full-time chef. Your lifestyle could turn out to be a hell of a lot different than you envisioned. Imagine you had a fleet of cars. I know it might be a super flashy fantasy to have, you know, your own warehouse full of cars. Imagine the staff that you're going to have to employ on a full-time basis to manage them, to look after them, to polish them, to fix them, whatever else. So this isn't, by the way, an episode on frugality at all. It's not about, you know, saying to scrimp and save while leading an impoverished lifestyle. But I am saying don't spend your way into an impoverished future lifestyle. Simply decide what expenses and lifestyle choices are important to you and which ones aren't. You do have control. You are that strong. You are empowered. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.